God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. May God add a blessing to the hearing of his word.
God, I thank you for the music this morning. Our theme this year is teach, preach. Yes. Christ is coming again. Amen. The message today, Christ come for his people. So let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we just thank you for bringing us here this morning safe. We ask the Lord to bless us today with a special blessing, that your Holy Spirit surround us. Thank you for all that you do for us. Keep us close to you. In Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen. 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 Well, Christ will come back again. But he said there is a lot of things that are going to happen in this earth before he come back. There's going to be a lot of signs and a lot of things that's happening. And as we look around us today, pardon me, a lot of things is happening. But we're going to Matthew 24, verse 5. Start reading there. My voice trying to act up today. We started reading from verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of the coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name and say in the day of Christ, and shall deceive many. And we shall hear of wars, rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, so, but the end is not yet. And that tell me that there are troubled times ahead, but we are to hold on because we have a powerful God sitting on the throne. And he said, when these things happen, let not your heart be troubled. Because he is with us. Amen. And he said, he will be with us until the end. Yes. He said, for nations shall rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in different places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. And you see all these things. I was watching West Virginia. The rain came and the storm, and 25 people lost their lives. And I'm looking at one house going down in the water on fire. Some strange things is happening today. The Lord is letting us know that he is going to come. And said, then they shall deliver you up to be affected, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. You know, a lot of people don't like Christian peoples. They call you weird. They call you all kind of things because you serve a powerful God. Amen. That sat on the throne. And he then shall many be offered and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And you know, that's a sad time when people go getting to hate one another, because God is all love and he loved the children. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. A lot of people have been in the church for years, right, get discouraged and go out. And there are some others will come in that was out there, because God is still on the throne. And it said, and because your iniquities shall abound, and the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endures to the end, he that endures to the end shall be saved. But God said the gospel, this gospel of the kingdom, will be preached in all the world for a witness, and then the end is going to come. So that won't be nobody says, well, I didn't know nothing about the gospel. But you're going to be unheard it. But if you turn it down, that's your own fault. Because Jesus is going to come back for his people one day, and we want to be ready.
Yes.
And we're going over to Matthew 34, with 24, 34. 24, maybe I got that. No. 24. Okay, that's all right. I'll start here. Except those days should be shortened, and that shall be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake. Those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there believe not. Because this time when it come, that somebody will tell you, said Christ is over there. God said, don't believe that. Because when he come, we going to know when Christ come. Because he ain't going to be silent.
No.
He going to make a lot of noise. And so a lot of us going to be, a lot of us may be living when he come. But we're going to be waiting for him. But the things that's going to be happening, they said, but of the day, then the hour, knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And so why are people going around and saying, well, I got it figured out. I know when the Lord's going to come. That's because they didn't read the Bible. 24:36 tells you, said, no one knows. The angels are already in heaven and they don't know. But as the day of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the day that they were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the same thing will be happening now. That is why man trying to figure out when the Lord is going to come, so he can wait till the day and say, well, the Lord is coming, I'm going to get ready. But that's a motive, and it ain't going to happen. Because God knows our motive. And he going to come. He going to come for his children.
Yes.
He going to come for the ones who are waiting for him. Mm-hmm. Patiently. Mm-hmm. But a lot of more things going to happen. Some things have already happened. They said that the great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasten. The great, the voice of the day of the Lord. He said that the mighty man will cry bitterly. The mighty man. And you know that's going to be heartbreaking. So that day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wastefulness. But you said the man's heart going to be failing him for fear for the things that's coming upon this earth. And we want to be ready. And God said, I will bring distress upon men, that they should walk like blind men, because they have sinned against me. So it's time to get ready to meet the Lord, because he's coming one day. He coming in righteousness. It ain't going to be no lawyer to get you out of things when Jesus comes, because he going to be there to judge you. said, because the book is going to be open, yes. And your name ain't written in there, you're going to be on the other side. Mm-hmm. I said, gather together, O nation, because God is going to come. He said, seek the Lord, ye meekness. His judgment, seek righteousness, meekness. It may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Boy, that's going to be a terrible day when you've done the wrong thing. You ain't going to be able to face God when he's coming, because only the righteous going to be able to see him when he comes. Because the dead going to be, the wicked is going to be struck dead at the brightness of his coming, because they can't see him. So because we are near the closing of time, God's judgment is already in the land. The Lord is shining from his word, yet darkness overcometh the earth. And we see today the things that are happening. I was thinking of in Turkey, when people just mind their own business and nobody don't even know the people that come in your life and just taken away from you. And this is the kind of this is what we're living in today. But God is still on the throne. But God had given all us an opportunity to listen to his voice, to obey his voice. Because God says every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that he is the Lord. And that's going to be a day. And we go back to Noah before the flood came. When Noah was building the ark, he built it just like God told him. Now, Noah wasn't a perfect man either. Mm-hmm. But Noah repented. And God told Noah, said, to build the ark, he told him, said, build it so many feet wide, so many feet long, so many feet tall. And Noah built it according to the way God told him. And you know, when God tells us to do something so many times, we got to add a little to it or take something away from it. So that's the way we are. But Noah listened to God. He built the ark, and Noah and his family were saved, and they had animals in the ark, and the door was closed, and no man could open. Once that door was closed, nobody could open that door. So then it began, you know, the people said, it ain't going to rain, it never rained before. And then it began to rain, and after a while, the ark began to float out with Noah and his family and the animals. And now people want to get in there. Because, you know, and so when God come this time, people will be running, trying to hide, don't want to see his face because they ain't been doing the right thing. But God is on the throne, and he's coming back for his children one day. He's going to come back, and some are going to be waiting for him to see him when he come back. It's going to be a great day for some, and it's going to be a bad day for others. And you know, on that day, someone that you know going to be in the kingdom ain't going to be there. That's going to be sad. Someone that you might have just passed a tractor sitting on the street there one day, maybe standing there for the right-hand side of God, that come in and give their heart. Because when you play church, you'll come up lost at the end. He said, for the Lord cometh. He cometh to judge the earth and shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with all truth. It's going to be all righteous. It's going to be all truth. It ain't going to be no foolishness no more now. Because the one that's been waiting for Jesus is going to be able to go on the right-hand side of him at the end. It said, when his Son of Man shall come in his glory and all his angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered together all nations. He shall separate them one from another as sheep separate the goats. And God says it's going to be from all nations. It ain't going to be just one nation of people there. It's going to be all nations of people different. Going to be there to meet the Lord. And Paul says, thou's a crown laid up for me, a crown of righteousness. Yes. which the Lord had given me. So in that day, it's going to crown, going to be on my head. Glory. And a lot of us want to say, Lord, that day when we go and get our crown, Lord, we have made it.
Yes.
And it's going to be something to be proud of. And we're going to be with Jesus forever and ever.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Then shall the king shall say unto them on the right hand, come ye my blessed, for my Father inherited the kingdom prepared for you in the foundation of the world. And that's going to be a beautiful day. And he shall say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, cast into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And that's going to be a sad time when you've been in the church all your life and come up lost at the end, playing church. You can't play church. But I can tell you that God prepared some for us. He prepared a beautiful place and home to take us one day. He said, because I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Yes.
That where I am, that ye may be also.
Right.
He said, and he shall send his angels with the sound of the trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from one four end of the wind to the other of heaven. And Jesus is going to come. He says in Thessalonians 4:16, said the Lord himself shall ascend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those who are waiting patiently all of that time, the Lord, this is our God we have waited for.
Yes.
And we're going to go home with him. And that's going to be a blessed day, Lord.
Yes.
Praise his name.
Yes.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord forever. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Yes.
In the moment of a twinkling eye, at the last trumpet.
Yes.
For the trumpet shall sound, when the dead shall be risen incorruptible. This old body will not go to heaven like it is. It's not going to be there. We're going to be changed, and we're going to be no more sickness, no sadness, no none of that. Because the former things have passed away.
Yes.
But we know that when we shall, he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Yes.
We never seen Jesus before, but the day is coming.
Glory.
That we're going to see him one day. We're going to be going to heaven one day, and we're going to be with Jesus.
Yes.
And we're going to be with him forever. And I'm looking for that day, because this world is a troubled place. And now we just want to prepare to meet him. So because Christ would once offer to bear the sins of many, unto them that look for him shall he appear to the second time without sins unto salvation. And he made us a promise. He made us a promise that we have streets of gold for us to walk on.
Yes.
He said, there ain't going to be no more crying.
Yeah, right.
It ain't going to be no more sadness.
Yes. Thank you,
Jesus. It ain't going to be no more trouble.
Yes.
And you ain't going to have no more bills to pay either. Because everything going to be all right. Because we're going to be done made it into the heaven. And they got the golden streets, something we never seen. We're going to be able to walk on them streets.
Yes.
I used to hear people say, when I get to heaven, I'm going to put on my shoes and I'm going to walk all over God's heaven. But I'm here to tell you, I just want to get there.
Yes, sir.
I'm worried about the shoes.
Yes, sir.
Just
yes, sir.
Want to get there to be with Jesus.
Yes.
And say, we ain't going to need no light, because Jesus is going to be the light.
Glory.
And we're going to be there with him forever and ever.
Yes.
So we're going home one day, people.
Hallelujah.
And I'll be able to meet, just look over and people that I see in the church today, I could be able to see them there with me. Amen. Waiting for that crown, for Jesus to give them. And he said, everything is going to be all right. Because you don't have to stand up no more and look over and see where you lost your loved one. That's going to be all over. Because we're going to be with Jesus, powerful God,
Amen.
Who means what he said. So we're going home with him one day, and we're going to be there to walk them golden streets.
Amen.
And that's going to be beautiful.
Amen.
Even this other day, the lion going to be tamed.
Yes.
And he's one of the baddest ones out there in the field. But
everything
going to be all right. When Jesus come back, he said, I'm coming back, and I ain't going to keep silent.
Yes.
And he said, every eye going to see me.
Yes.
You know, he's going to be, because they said that the ones who are dead at sea said the sea will give them up that day.
Right.
And you know, this is the power of God. You know, it's going to be a lot of noise when he come. But I told him before, they says, where the Lord going to come tonight? I said, well, if the Lord is coming tonight, I'll be asleep. I said, he'll wake me up when he come. Because it's going to be a lot of noise when he come.
That's right.
And I just said my prayer, I went on to bed and went to sleep. And that was a few years back, and the Lord hadn't come yet. Because he said, no man knows, not even the angels that are in heaven, going to know when he come back. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our most loved, kind Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being so good to us, watching over us and protecting us. We ask you, Father in heaven, to bless each one that's here and to bless each one as they leave here to get them safe travel wherever they're going to. Keep us all close to you. Prepare us to go home with you when you call us. In Jesus' name, I ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.